we heard a number of weeks ago that the maternity leave hadn't been sanctioned. That's the understanding that we had. So we raised this with the minister. And when you raise it with the minister, usually what happens is the HSE, a senior person HSE, comes back and responds. So we've asked quite clearly what is going to be, what is the cover in place for the maternity leave? Will there be any break in services and so on and so forth? And what they basically come back to is confirmed what we feared, which is that they say that approval is granted contingent on HSE's financial position, so that the additional cost of cover for the duration of the maternity leave can be met within its allocated budgets. And they say in the event that that cover can't be approved, then they'll look and review the services within the county. So it's very clear, Greg, from that response, that they have not approved at this point in time the cover for maternity leave in that service.
The wording, in the event that that cover cannot be approved or is approved and unable to film, the overall staffing resources within the Donegal Speech and Language Therapy Service will be reviewed by the service manager. What that indicates to me, and I'm open to correction, is that you will be spreading whatever service we have more thinly. So this might now be affecting Guildhall, but it will affect other areas if they try and cover that area.
And when we talk about Guildhall, we're talking about the whole West. You're 100% right here that, you know, if there is a complete gap, which it appears to from next week on, that there will be no service operated out of Dunloe, therefore they will have to redeploy people. But that means that it will be a very thin service. It will reduce the services in other places of the county where there is already a long waiting list.